Warriors, they would take a two-game lead in the conference and probably pretty much have a stronghold on winning the conference title. With a win by St. Catharines, that would even it up with the Lutheran Crusaders. WRJN Racine. So we'll see how this one plays out. It was a thriller last time as the Crusaders won in overtime, but as Dylan and I had talked about, St. Catharines had that three-point lead with 8 seconds to go. Let Lutheran inbound the ball and go in for a layup, but unfortunately there was some physical play and they called the foul. He converted the free throw and that sent us to overtime, where Lutheran took care of business very handedly in the overtime. So we're about 5 minutes away from getting this one underway. Dylan, I'd say we're about three quarters full here at the McGuire Gymnasium lunch floor.
Yeah, I had a friend just text me. He's like, hey, think about coming out. How full is it? I said, well, you better hurry up and get here. It's about three quarters of the way full, 5 minutes to go before tip. So the fans are out here tonight. It's, I'd say, close to the size of Racine Lutheran Fieldhouse, or gymnasium, I should say. And it was pretty full for the contest there, so not surprised that everybody's out for this one.
And you got decent weather, too. It's not frigid cold, so a lot of people came out. The Crusaders, they'll be dressed in their away purple uniforms with the gold and black trim. The Angels will be dressed in their home white uniforms with the gold and black trim. And again, pretty much these two teams, I would say, Dylan, are the two contending for the conference title. The other teams in the conference pretty much have distanced themselves from these two teams.
Yeah, and that's where things become interesting, is if St. Catharines can win here tonight. They split the season series between the two, and then it puts Racine Lutheran, St. Catharines, both at one loss for the conference, and Dominican, they only have two. Or three, well, they
three
have three.
Now.
Three, yes. So they're kind of, you could say, out of the picture for that race. So, yeah, if the St. Catharines Angels can win tonight, that'll really shake things up at the top of the conference and make every game very important down the final stretch going into the playoffs here.
Yeah, whichever one of these two teams wins the conference, I'm guessing that I'm pretty confident the other team will finish runner-up. And then Martin Luther and Dominican pretty much are playing for third and fourth place in the conference. So a lot at stake here tonight. Got about 3 minutes to go. We'll step away for 60 seconds. You're listening to High School Basketball streaming live on DG Sports.
Too high? Then call the folks. Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bains AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bains AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Live action here at the McGuire Gymnasium, a Bob Letch floor, and we're just about ready Both teams taking their last shots. And then they'll head to their benches. And when they do that, we'll turn it over to the St. Catharines PA announcer for a prayer, and then we'll have our national anthem, and then we'll get this contest underway. And as we were speaking, Dylan and I, it is really filling up. There's a few spots left on our side by the crow's nest, but on the north side, I would say pretty much full. Little sparse here and there, but I haven't seen it this full in all the other games we've covered here this year. So just about ready to turn it over to the St. Cats PA announcer.
Star-spangled banner, yeah.
was our national anthem. We'll get the starters for both teams. And then we'll get this one underway. Again, your starters, once again, for the Crusaders, Austin, Cozy, Brumby, Petroff, and Jones. Your head coach, Justin Hollum. For the Angels, Phillips, Hamilton, Vincent Jr., Watson, and Ward. Head coach, Ryan Thompson. Our officials for tonight are Brad Triggington, Scott Triggington, and Charles Bedwell. Those are your officials for tonight. Now the Angels getting introduced. And we'll get it underway. Both student sections very well represented tonight. Right, it'll be Ward jumping for the Angels and Petroff for the Crusaders. About set to go. There's a tip, and it's controlled by the Crusaders. It'll be Austin taking it across the timeline for Raylu. Austin still with the basketball, now drives in. Looked like he almost scored. Looked like he traveled, but they let it go, and he put up a one-handed floater that was good to give Lutheran a 2-0 lead immediately. Now Hamilton with the basketball, passes over to Vincent. Vincent now passes over to Watson across court. Now goes back into Hamilton's hands, and he gives it to Ward. Ward trying to drive inside, does, puts it up, can't get it to go. Tip up, is saved, and it goes down to, trying to go down quickly was the Crusaders, and here comes Hamilton with a shot that's no good, gets it back. Puts it up and scores. But no basket. And the foul's on Lamont Hamilton. They called the player control foul. His first, team first. No correction on Ward. Now here comes Jones down quickly. Shot up is good by Colsey to make it 4-0. Racine Lutheran. And what do we have here now?
Ryan Thompson got a warning. So there's a coach's warning put into the book.
Okay. So it'll be Phillips to inbound for the Angels. They trail by four at 4-0. Lamont Hamilton with the basketball now. Passes over to Ward inside. He's double teamed immediately. Still coming back inside as Ward puts it up and scores. AC Ward worked hard for that one. And it's 4-2. Now stepping on the end line was the Crusader, and there's a lot of joying going on between these two teams already. They're going to have to control that. So St. Catharines will have the basketball underneath their basket. Trying to get it in. They get it in to Ward. Puts it up and scores again. A.C. Ward ties it up at four. And here comes the Crusaders. They get it to Petroff. He has it stolen. Coming down to Hamilton. Reverse is good by Lamont Hamilton. 6-4, St. Catharines with the lead now. As Brumby has the basketball, passes back out to Austin. Austin on a drive, comes in, can't get it to go. Tip up by Petros, no good. Goes out of bounds, they'll award it to the Angels. 15:56 to go in our first half. As Phillips inbounds it to Vincent. Vincent handling the ball for the first time tonight. Vincent still has it, now on a drive. Tries to come inside. I don't know what he was trying to do there. He hit the bottom of the ring on a reverse layup. And they come down. Jones dribbling all the way down. Draws the foul. That foul's on Watson. His first, team second. So Jones to inbound and inbounds to Austin. Austin gets it over to Brumby. Now Petroff with the three-pointer. That's no good. Rebound, though, is no good. And again, the Crusaders keep it active. Now they go inside and score. And that was Isaiah Cozy to tie it up at six apiece. Lamont Hamilton comes down quickly. Dean double-teamed. Gets it back out to Phillips. Phillips with the basketball on the drive. Puts up a shot that's no good. Petroff with the rebound. And that's what they want to do. Get it down quickly. Blocked by Vincent. And here comes the Angels the other way. To Hamilton. His three-pointer's good. Three-pointer by Lamont Hamilton to make it 9-6. Angels with the lead. Full court pressure by the Angels. But they break it. Here comes Brumby. Brumby puts it up. In and out. No good. Petroff saves it, though. And we'll have a foul coming up. And I think that'll be on Hamilton. It is Lamont Hamilton with his first, team third. Three on the Angels, zero on the Crusaders. So far, Petroff gets it in to Jones. Back to Petroff. Petroff trying to shoot that three. Now he's got to get rid of it to Cozy. Cozy gives it to Jones. Jones' three-pointer, in and out, no good, but it comes right back to him. He puts up the floater, that's no good. And the next one comes down to Watson. And he puts it into the hands of Lamont Hamilton, closing in on 14 minutes to go in our first half. Hamilton throws across court to Vincent, and then Vincent gives it up to Watson. Watson back to Lamont Hamilton at the top of the key. Now goes to Vincent. Vincent trying to drive inside, has it taken away, but Ward gets it back, and then we got a foul coming up. That foul's on Petroff, his first, team first, with 13:55 to go in our first half. Now they get it in. Now the three-pointer by Hamilton is no good. Rebound down to Austin, pushing it up quickly. Gives it to Jones. Jones now on a drive, spin move. Another spin move. And they're going to say travel. He traveled. And now they teed. They just threw a technical foul on to Justin Jones. Justin Jones with the technical. And these officials want to keep this under control. As Justin Jones pushed off, and they teed him for it. So checking in for him is Amani. Maliki Amani. Free throw is good by Hamilton to make it 10-6. Lamont will get another one, and then they'll get the ball underneath the basket. Second one up, also good, to make it 11-6 now. Angels with the lead. And they'll have the basketball. And they'll get it into Hamilton, and Hamilton will bring it across the timeline for the Angels. Passes over to Vincent. Vincent goes back out on top to Watson. Watson looking for somebody. Now pulls up, shoots. In and out, no good, and Petrov with the rebound. It was halfway down. And Cozy brings it up. They go quickly. Shot up is good by Brumby to make it 11-8. And Lamont Hamilton screams out something to one of his players. Lamont Hamilton with the basketball, pulls up, shoots. Can't get that one to go. Rebound to Petrov. And here comes the Crusaders. They trail by three. Now coming, driving inside is Brumby. And that falls on Hamilton, his second. So Brumby at the line, 4-2. First one up is good, makes it 11-9. Checking in for Lamont now will be Antonio Ozier. Second one up, no good, but they get their own rebound. And they'll say he traveled with it. They're going to say Amani traveled. So it'll go back to the Angels. And they'll have to work now these last almost 13 minutes, probably without Hamilton in the game. Vincent with the basketball now, trying to drive inside, drives all the way down, puts it up and scores. Eddie Vincent with the basket to make it 13-9. Now Jones finds Amani underneath. And they'll go to the line again. That falls on Ward, his second. So Amani at the line to shoot two. That one is good. Now checking in will be Janias Lockridge for Ward. So now they are playing small ball, the Angels. Nobody over 6 foot in the lineup for the Angels. Second one up, that one is good. Shooter's touch. So Phillips inbounds to Vincent. Vincent gets it passed over to Phillips across court. Phillips with the basketball now, trying to drive inside. Comes inside, no good. Put it up short. And here comes the Crusaders running with it again. Here's a three-pointer. That's no good. And the rebound of the Crusaders. You have the much larger lineup in there now. Sam Petrop on the drive. Kicks it over to. Three-pointer is good by Amani, and they take the lead at 14-13. Now it goes across court to Ozier coming inside, and he's held. And that falls on Cozy, his first, team third. And they're gonna risk it. They're putting Lamont Hamilton back in. And Vincent comes out. Ball goes into Phillips. Under 12 to play now in our first half. Phillips with the basketball. Now gets it over across court to Watson. Watson puts it into the hands of Lamont Hamilton. Now from the corner, the three-pointer's good. Three-pointer's good by Phillips to give Angels the lead back. And here comes the Crusaders quickly up the floor. Jones Jones with the basketball, passes over to Austin. Austin now puts up a wild shot that's no good. And they come down quickly to Hamilton. His three-pointer's no good, but he gets his own rebound. Goes back up and scores. LeBron Hamilton scores to make it 18-14. And the Crusaders call a 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it here. 18-14's our score. What have you seen so far, Dylan Dooley?
Just a lot of physicality. Both teams really want to push the pace. They want to push inside the paint. I don't know. It's just interesting. They're very different play styles, but very similar at the exact same time. It's just building out to be a fun, top-notch Metro Classic matchup.
Yeah, I haven't seen any team that we've covered in the Metro play like these two are playing. So 18-14, Crusaders to inbound. They trail by four. They get it into Austin. And Austin gives it back over to Colsey. They haven't taken it across the timeline yet. Now they get it across. Petros been open. He's still open on the wing. Now they get it to Amani, back to Jones. Now they go to Colsey. Colsey now back out on top to Austin. Now goes to Amani, back to Jones. Trying to find Petrov. Now they got him down. They had him again. Now on the shot, no good. And they come down quickly. No. Lamont Hamilton tried to stuff it. And here comes Amani. And now we're going to have a player control foul coming up on Amani. After Lamont Hamilton missed the one-handed dunk. That's Amani's first, team fourth. So the Crusader fans, especially the students, got all over Lamont for missing. He had the bunny layup, but he wanted to show authority and stuff it, and he missed it. Now Vincent, I should say Ozier with the ball, back out to Watson at the top of the key. Watson goes back to Hamilton. His shot is good. It's a two. To Lamont Hamilton to make it 20-14. Under 10 to play now. Here comes Jones now with the basketball. Passes over to Colsey. Colsey now goes across court to Amani. Now Jones comes inside. Now Petrov with the three. That's no good. And the rebound comes down to the Angels. And Ozier still trying to get a... And a timeout called smartly by the Angels. It's a 30-second timeout. So, again, we'll keep it here and see who our leading scorers are in the game so far.
Dick leading the way for the St. Catharines Angels. Lamont Duty Hamilton, 11 points, 2-for-2 from the line. Their next leading scorer, A.C. Ward, with 4. Leading the way for the Crusaders, Malachi Amani with 5 points, Isaiah Cozy with 4, Deion Brumby with 3, and Bryce Austin with 2.
All right, the Angels will inbound after calling smartly a timeout because Ozier could not find anybody to get it to, being triple teamed. 20-14 is our score. Angels with the lead. And again, Phillips, he'll inbound to Hamilton. Hamilton with the basketball. Now does something with it. Got to watch for that 5 second. Now Hamilton gives it up to Ozier. Back to Ward outside. Ward back to Ozier. Now cross court to Watson. Now they give it to Hamilton, being guarded by Petrov. Now they give it up. Here's a three-pointer. That's no good. And the rebound. They're going to give it to Racine Lutheran. As Watson could not handle it. Checking back in is Lockridge for Ward. So it'll be Austin the inbound to Jones. And Jones will walk it up. 8:40 to go in our first half. 20-14, Angels with the lead. Jones now goes on the wing to Amani, back to Jones. Now they go inside to Austin. Then Amani on the wing. He was open. Now to Pratt Hansen, who's in the game. Michael. Now almost lost. Back to Hansen. He's way outside. Now Jones coming inside. Puts up a floater. That's no good. And the rebound goes out of bounds, and they say it was last touched. Last touched by Watson. So it'll stay with the Crusaders. And checking in now is Mario Orta for the first time. The 6-foot, 3-point sharpshooter for the Crusaders. And Vincent checks back in. For Lamont Hamilton. Jones inbounds it to Orta. Jones driving inside, putting up the floater. That is good to make it 20-16. And Phillips will bring it across court for the Angels. They still lead by 4. Phillips with the basketball, trying to drive inside, and they shut that down, and he comes back outside. Now gives it up to Vincent. Vincent with the basketball. Goes, and they go inside to Ozier. They found him open. Vincent found him to make it 22-16. And here comes Jones with it now. Down to Pratt Hansen. Pratt Hansen had a 3-pointer that he let go. Now they go to Petrov for the 3, and I think he's got it. He does. Sam Petrov with the 3-pointer. You can't leave him open. We've seen it so many times. Him make it from that wing. Here's Vincent with the basketball now. Driving inside, putting it up, no good. And it goes out of bounds. It'll go over to the Crusaders. A 3-pointer will tie it up. St. Catharines with the lead. Brad Hansen with the basketball now. Gives it up to Justin Jones, and he comes back to Pratt Hansen. His 3-pointer's no good. Petrov, though, with the rebound, puts it up, has it stripped away. Then it comes back to Jones, then inside to Orta. His 2-pointer floater off the glass is good to make it 22-21. 6:25 to go. Phillips with the basketball now for the Angels. They lead by 1. Now Vincent with the basketball. Throws it across court to Phillips. Then they go on the wing to Watson. Watson with the basketball now. Brings it back outside. Trying to drive inside. Now gives it up. Here's a shot that's no good. Airballed. And a rebound to Austin. Now taken away. Taken away by Ozier. Coming down is Vincent. Throws it wildly, and somehow Ozier came back up with it. Now they go across court. Now here's a 3-pointer that's up good. 3-pointer by Phillips to make it 25-21. Now Jones will take it across the timeline. 5:25 to go. Jones driving inside. They give it to Petrov. His 3-pointer's good. 3-pointer. 3-pointer by Petrov. And he says something to Lamont Hamilton as Phillips brings it across. Phillips with the basketball, gives it up to Vincent, and he brings it back to the top of the key. He throws across court to Ozier. Ozier now on the drive, backs it out, and he'll give it to Phillips. Phillips now, he's running the show out there with Hamilton on the bench. Phillips driving in. Puts it up and can't get it to go. And he stepped on the line. So it'll go back to the Crusaders. 25-24. Angels with the lead. And Jones will bring it across. Now he gives it up to Pratt Hansen. Back to Jones. Here's Petroff with another three. That's an air ball. And that'll go back to the Angels. All right, checking back in for the Angels now will be Ward and Hamilton. And Phillips also comes out for St. Catharines. 25-24. Angels with the lead. Now they go to Ward, and he gets double-teamed right away, and he pulls it back out, and he'll give it to Vincent. Vincent now with the basketball, gives it up to Ward. Ward will give it up to Watson across court. Now they give it to Lamont Hamilton, being guarded by Pratt Hansen and Petroff. Now coming inside, trying to score. And then having it stripped away was Ozier. And here comes Pratt Hansen, and then it's taken away by Lamont Hamilton. Lamont Hamilton gives it up. Shot up is no good by Watson, but he'll go to line to shoot two as Lamont Hamilton found him. That falls on Pratt Hansen, his first, team fifth. So Watson at the line for two. First time tonight for Richard Watson. First one up, good. Checking back in is Amani for the Crusaders. 26-24, Angels lead. Second one up is also good. And checking back in will be Lockridge for Watson. 27-24, Angels. As Jones brings it across, gives it to Pratt Hansen across court, and he dribbles inside. Now it goes out of bounds. It'll go back over to the Angels. Brad Hansen thought he had somebody underneath. No one was home. So it goes back to the Angels. 3:25 to go in our first half. Hamilton throws it across court to Vincent. Vincent with the basketball, and he's ridden. Checking back in will be Cozy for Brad Hansen. So that last foul was on Austin, his first, team sixth. So Ozier to inbound to Vincent. Vincent almost had it taken away. Gives it up to Ward. And then Ward gets it to Ozier. Ozier on a drive, pulls up, shoots. Can't get it to go. Petroff with a big rebound. And he'll give it up to Cozy. Now they go in the corner to Petroff. Petroff comes inside, shoots, can't get it to go, no one's home, and the Angels have the rebound. We're under three to play in the first half. They go on the wing to Hamilton. Hamilton gives it up to Ward underneath. He's double-teamed. He's trying to do something with it. Ward comes inside, misses the first one, puts up the second and scores with the left hand to make it 29-24. Angels. Cozy on the wing. He had the shot, passed it up. The three-pointer. Now he pulls it back outside. 2:20 to go. Now comes inside. Looks for Jones. Jones will pull up the three. That's no good. Petroff with the rebound. Puts it up. Has it knocked away. And now they call the foul, I think, on Vincent. Nope, they called it on Ward, his third. He can't believe it, but it's called. Got to deal with it. Jones to inbound. Gets it into Amani, and Amani gives it up to Cozy. Cozy with the basketball, coming inside. Knocked away. It'll stay with the Crusaders. Closing in on 2 minutes to go. Now they get it into Petrov. And then Jones gets it back. Tries to drive inside. Amani overlaid it, and the rebound comes down to the Angels. Here comes Vincent all the way down. Puts it up, and a player control foul called on Vincent. So discount the basket. Discount the basket. So that's his first. Team seventh. As Austin comes across the timeline. Passes over to Cozy. Now Cozy goes in the corner to Amani, then back inside. Shot up is no good, and a rebound. Rebound, good positioning by Ozier. Let's see who that foul was on. That foul's on Amani, his second, team seven. So Ozier at the line for a 1-1. First time for Antonio. First one up, there's no good. And Petrov with the rebound, 29-24. Angels with the lead, 1:25 to go. Cozy with the basketball. Petrov's asking for it on the wing. Now Jones gives it back up to Cozy. Now they go to Petrov to Jones. Now driving inside, putting it up. Can't get it to go. And the rebound to the Angels. And they get it up to Lamont Hamilton quickly. Lamont tries to go up. Gets it back, puts it up and scores. Boy, he's got quick hands, though. He gets it back, 31-24. Angels with the lead. Jones comes all the way down, puts up a wild floater. That's good. So Vincent gets it in to Hamilton. And Ryan Thompson says one shot. We'll see. Hamilton with the basketball, 31-26. Angels got it spread out. Hamilton being guarded by Cozy down to 20. Now it goes to Vincent. Now Vincent with the basketball. Feeds it inside. Now they go overlaid. But the Angels get it back. Now they go back into Hamilton's hands with 5 seconds to go. Hamilton still with the basketball. Puts up a shot that's no good. And that's the end of our first half of play with our score, St. Catharines 31, Racine Lutheran 26. We'll step away for 2 minutes. You're listening to high school basketball streaming live on DG Sports.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
Hunting for the best pizza in Racine? Look no further than Ferraro's, where pizza's been their passion for more than 50 years. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, calzones, and when the weather gets cold, Ferraro's heats things up. They have all your lunch and dinner cravings covered. Check out Ferraro's assortment of frozen pizzas, perfect for a quick meal, a special occasion, or a tasty solution for your group's next fundraiser. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Easy Mobility Solutions helps you reclaim your freedom and live life on your terms. Travel with ease in a Golden or Pride Power Scooter or Power Chair, designed for easy transport wherever you go. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with Care Credit Options also offers Power Lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
It's game time. Hardy and Jensen is your MVP for home energy efficiency. Score big savings with triple pane windows and Energy Star rated doors, all qualifying for the energy efficient home improvement credit. Choose from steel or fiberglass entry doors and aluminum storm doors, perfect for blocking high energy bills. Don't let rising costs blitz your budget. Visit their showroom on Highway 20 and Racine for your estimate. With Hardy and Jensen, your house always wins.
Hardy and Jensen, that's where you go.
All of our games are archived at dgsports.mixer.com. Select the recording of interest.
All right, thanks, Dylan. Back to live action here, 31-26. Angels with the lead, and we'll tell you our next game will be Friday night, January 31st, where we'll come to you from the Burlington Fieldhouse, where the Union Grove Broncos will visit the Burlington Demons. And we've had both teams this year, very physical play there in the Southern Lakes.
And we had the first goal of that one. Burlington at Union Grove, and now we're getting the reverse of that one as well. That was a lot closer than a lot of people anticipated. And Union Grove's played well. They put up a great fight against Westosha Central the other night. We had talked about that, I think, driving back. They're a team that could show up any night of the week, and Burlington's coming into fruition too with their losing six, seven, whatever it was, seniors. So they're starting to turn a leaf too here as we go into February.
Well, again, for our listeners that were listening that night, Burlington came into that game and they had not won a game yet and came in and played like world beaters, winning that ball game. And that put them on a little bit of a mini run as they won a few games after that. But I think they're back down in the conference now. It's still between Waterford, Westosha, and that good team we had against Waterford, Beloit Memorial, those three vying for the conference title.
Yeah, Beloit Memorial, they're really come to play all season long, put on impressive performances. They're really fitting in well amongst the heavy-hitting teams in that Southern Lakes Conference, and it was a good switch for them to join the Southern Lakes.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens Friday night if Union Grove can get a little bit of revenge following their schedule too. They've had some heartbreakers, but they've also had a few close wins. So, Coach Redkin over at Union Grove trying to build that program. It's always tough when you take over for someone like a Dave Pettit that was there 20-plus years.
Yeah, and it's even tougher, too, when you look at the girls program, right, and they're top of the world, going into sectionals, stuff like that. It can be demoralizing at times where, hey, our boys team's struggling, but our girls are doing phenomenal. But he's doing the best he can, and they're really turning a new leaf over there with that Union Grove program.
Yeah, and it's not like they're not getting players, or because their enrollment continues to either hold steady or grow out at Union Grove. Especially, we always talk about the facilities that the Union Grove Broncos provide for all of their various sports, top of the line for all their sports. But we're here at the McGuire Gymnasium, Bob Letch floor, where it's 31-26, Angels lead at halftime, and they'll get the first possession to start our second half. And again, we thought it would be close, and it is very close. Both teams, though, Dylan, both teams missing a lot of bunny shots inside, and that could be due to physical play. I really don't know, but maybe that'll change in the second half.
Yeah, it's, you know, the referees are doing a good job keeping it under control. It was a little chippy to start, but they really nipped it in the butt right away. And that forced the teams to kind of adjust what they're going for, their goals, you could say. Both teams really started out physical. They call that technical right away. Coach Ryan Thompson, 30 seconds into the game, getting a bench warning for being upset about a call. They're really trying to do what they can to control the game.
Yes, they are, and you always have that in games like this. It'll even get even more intense once you get into tournament play, especially when the better teams are playing. But one of the teams that we have talked about that'll be in this sectional with St. Catharines and Racine Lutheran, Milwaukee Academy of Science, they seem to always, maybe it's because they always build those big leads, they always seem to be under control. They don't lose their cool. So that's something we're going to have to watch for, because I've seen both teams, we've covered them numerous times this year, and both of these teams, as you call it, chippy, they both do that.
Yeah, they like to both play physical, and unfortunately that creates, you know, a little bit of unneeded stuff at times throughout the game.
And we're going to see how this one plays out. If you're a St. Catharines fan, Dylan, you can take a little bit of a sigh of relief that Hamilton got through the first half only with the two fouls, because they kept putting him back in, which I guess we know they got. You talk about how they live and die with him. That's what they must have thought, that he's got to be in there. But some of their other players have been good contributors, not just scoring, I mean handling the basketball. I mean, Phillips does a good job, and so does Watson, trying to complement, Lamont on handling the basketball.
Yeah, I think one of the biggest things is A.C. Ward picked up that third foul right before halftime. That's going to be a huge factor here. 18 minutes of game left. You got only two fouls to play with.
Yep.
I would have liked to see him sit kind of the rest of that first half, but he came back in with about 5 minutes to go, and they rode it out till he got that third foul.
Yep.
It's a tough decision to make, and one that I personally would not want to do. That's why I enjoy doing this versus coaching.
Yep. Well, we got 18 more minutes of exciting basketball here at the McGuire Gymnasium, Bob Letch floor. And as I mentioned, St. Catharines will get the first possession of our second half. Let's see what adjustments were made by both teams. So the Angels are ready to go. Coach Polda's out there talking to them. There's the buzzer. So that means we're ready to get underway here. So it'll be Phillips to inbound for the Angels. Angels with that 5-point lead. And we're underway. Phillips inbound to Hamilton, and they gave it back to Phillips. Then it comes across on the wing to Vincent. Vincent gets it to Lamont Hamilton at the top of the key. He'll pull up, shoot, and hit it. Hits the 3-pointer, Lamont Hamilton, to make it 34-26. Largest lead of the game for either team, 8 points. Now they go to Cozy. Cozy looking, gets it to Jones. Jones now coming inside. Back to Austin, now Jones on the wing. Comes inside, his floater's good. Justin Jones with the floater to make it 34-28. Hamilton will bring it across. Hamilton with the basketball. Played almost a minute here. Passes across court to Watson. Watson now gives it up to Vincent. Vincent now will give it to Phillips. And will reload it at the top of the key. Phillips with the basketball. Now trying to drive inside. Now Vincent with a three-pointer. Barely hit the ring. And here comes Colsey the other way. A very poor shot by Vincent. Now Jones driving inside. Pulls up, shoots. Can't score, but they're there. Is Brumby to put it back to make it 34-30. And just like that, it's a four-point lead. Now Hamilton throws it to Vincent. Vincent coming inside, putting up the shot. No good. He'll put the next one up and score. So Vincent, being persistent, put his miss back up to make it 36-30. Colsey with the basketball now. Goes across court to Austin. Back to Colsey. Colsey on the drive. Pulls up, shoots, and scores. Two-pointer by Colsey to make it 36-32. Back and forth we go. 15-56. Hamilton gives it to Ward. He's got four people on him. He tries to go back. Hamilton hit it, but it's not going to count because Ward was fouled. Ward got the ball, and four players just surrounded him. So he'll go to line to shoot two. That foul was on Brumby, his first, team first. First time for AC. First one up is good. Makes it 37-32. Angels, 15:50 to go in our second half. Second one up is no good, and the rebound to Austin. Austin will give it to Colsey. Colsey will give it to Brumby. Back to Austin. Austin now on the drive. Throws it back out to Colsey. Colsey now comes inside. Puts up a floater. That's good. Colsey with the one-handed floater to make it 37-34. And Hamilton will bring it across. Three-point lead for the Angels. Hamilton driving inside. Now throws it in the corner to Vincent, who puts up a shot that's no good. And the rebound to the Crusaders. And we have an Angel down. There's a floater that's no good. Putback is good by Jones. And Vincent's back up now, but he took a shot and was on the ground. And they'll try to probably get him out of there. Hamilton with the basketball now. Almost had it taken away by Petroff. Now they come inside to Vincent, and he scores. And they're trying to get a sub in for Vincent as they come down. Now Petroff in the corner. Puts up a shot that's no good. And the rebound to the Angels. And now we've got a timeout. And checking in will be Ozier for Vincent. So I don't know if that's a St. Catherine's timeout or an official's timeout. ...39-36, Angels with the lead as Hamilton brings it across. 14:20 to go. Now he passes across court to Phillips. Phillips with the basketball, pulls up for the three. That's no good. And it hit the beam on top, so it'll go over to the Crusaders. So here comes the Crusaders. A three will tie it. As Austin will bring it across, give it to Colsey. They'll look for Petroff on the wing. Colsey now pulls it back out. Throws it over to Austin. Now from the corner, the three-pointer's no good. And knocked out of bounds by the Angels. Watson could not control it. So Petroff the inbound. Inbounds to Jones. Back to Petroff. Petroff driving inside now. Throws it back out. to Colsey. Now to Jones. Jones coming inside. Puts up a shot that's no good. And the rebound comes down quickly to the Angels. Shot up is no good. But the putback is good by Ozier to make it 41-36 as the Crusaders rejected the first layup. And now we got a full timeout called by the Crusaders. So we'll step away for 60 seconds. You're listening to high school basketball streaming live on DG Sports.
Lee's Deli is your go-to for fresh signature subs and chef salads in Racine. Find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, and Taylor Mart on 1813 Taylor Avenue. Hosting a party? Convenient pickup and catering from our Washington Avenue shop make game day party trays a hit, even with a few hours' notice. Kickstart your healthy new year with